Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:42. They've been making concrete and building materials for 60 years. But now Kilsarran is moving with the times by promising to use EVs to move their heavy products around. That'll be no mean feat given the problems that ordinary electric cars experience when it comes to charging points and range anxiety. Ken Mulcairns is the Group Head of Innovation at Kilsarran, formerly Kilsarran Concrete, and is with me. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
We'll come to EVs in a moment. Tell us a little bit about Kilsarran. 60 years old this year.
60 years old. So founded by the McKeown family, the late Patrick McKeown, in the village of Kilsarran in County Louth back in 1964. Still today, we've 26 locations around Ireland and we export to the UK also. But still very much family-run business, and the McKeown family run the business on a daily basis.
You started off only making concrete, but you've broadened it into a much wider business in terms of building materials.
Absolutely. So we would see ourselves as a building materials company now. So we would do everything from ready-mix concrete to concrete blocks, asphalt, dry mortar products, precast concrete and paving.
Okay. And I also know that you make a lot of it here in Ireland.
Absolutely, yeah. So currently we've 26 locations. We employ just shy of about 1,000 people on a daily basis. So yeah, everything is Ireland, and the vast majority of our products are designed, developed in our labs here in Ireland as well.
So a lot of people would be surprised that you don't have to import much. So concrete, you make yourself but using aggregates and then adding very special glues. And cement is the only thing that you import, is that right?
Correct. Cement is what we import, yeah.
And tell us more about the manufacturing process here in Ireland.
So in Ireland, in terms of concrete, it's exactly as you said. You're getting the cement and you're blending with graded aggregates and sands, and you're producing your different products. There'll be the likes of admixtures that you would have to add in terms of getting the proper rheology and the proper workability. But the vast majority of the materials that we use are our own, and we strategically locate our plants and our manufacturing locations near our raw materials.
Okay, and which means near what? Near mines or?
Mostly we'd be sand and gravel pits, mm-hmm. Where we would extract the materials from, yeah.
Okay, and you're moving into electric vehicles, something I didn't think I would be reading for the concrete market. You're the first company in Britain or Ireland to import electric vehicles, concrete makers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so very much new to us, and it really does mark a new area for the distribution of concrete and building materials in Ireland and the UK. We started the journey a good while ago with Volvo. We didn't know, and to be fair, Volvo didn't know if this would be feasible. So what we did was we took 6 months' data, logistics data from our inner city concrete plants, and we gave it to Volvo, and they put it into their simulation tool. And we mapped out routes across the cities in Ireland, and at that point then we kind of knew we were onto something, now that we could make it work.
What's the range of these trucks?
On paper, the range of trucks is about 300 kilometres per charge, but fully dependent on the payload and on waiting times on site. We've been using them now for a couple of days, and we're seeing everything from kind of 180 kilometres per charge up to maybe 250 kilometres a charge, but fully dependent on waiting times on site and on the actual weight of the concrete being carried.
Because I mentioned at the start that if you're buying an ordinary electric vehicle, you suffer from range anxiety and weather. You can reach the next charging point. Is that going to be an issue?
We don't foresee it to be an issue. Again, these are the first of their kind, and we have two AC and DC chargers in our Dublin City Ringsend plant, where the two trucks are based, and they represent 15% of the fleet in that plant. So the trucks can park there at night and fully charge, but they also can fast charge on DC power during the day if needed.
Now, you showed me a picture of these things and they look fantastic as concrete trucks go.
Yeah.
But they don't carry quite as much stuff in the barrel, the bottle at the back.
Correct. So a standard concrete truck, rigid concrete truck, would carry approximately 8 cubic metres of concrete, and that would be governed by legal road weights and the like. Each of these electric trucks will have 5 electric batteries each. So because of that, the concrete bottle itself would have to be a small bit smaller. So it would be around 6 cubic metres. But it's important to note that for carrying that 6 cubic meters of concrete to a production site or a construction site, sorry, it's totally emissions free. That's not just CO2, that's everything from your air quality, from your nitrous oxide, your sulfur dioxide. So air quality in our kind of built up city and our city centre sites will be a lot better with these EVs.
Now, you're starting with two of these Volvo trucks. What kind of proportion of your total trucks would that account for? Obviously, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, we have to start somewhere. So currently we have somewhere in the region of 300 to 320 vehicles on the road in terms of HGVs. So we do have to start somewhere. Again, they are the first of their kind in Ireland and the UK. So we really are breaking new ground and there is an element of unknown. So we're going to trial the trucks on numerous routes in the inner city centres for the next 12 months. We'll collate all that data and then we'll see which of our locations is best to use in the vehicles and how we can expand on them.
So that's a big expansion process and you have to start somewhere. You don't just use renewable energy when it comes to your trucks. You're also looking at your warehouses and your storage facilities as well.
Absolutely. So we're currently in the process of procuring solar PV for a number of our manufacturing sites to help have greener energy and greener power in. We also have a number of initiatives that we work on. If I was to take our dry mortar plant in Kildare, traditionally we would have to dry the sand to make that dry mortar and we dry that sand using diesel burners. The company put huge investment in recently and we retrofitted them burners to LPG, which meant we cut our emissions overnight by 45%.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you use something called K-Pro as well. What is that?
So K-Pro is that dry mortar plant and it's dry mortars, dry renders, plasters, dry floor screeds, repair concretes. We would be the only Irish-based manufacturer of these type of rendered products in the Republic of Ireland.
And you also use waste products from steel making to kind of improve sustainability.
Absolutely. So all of our concrete and to be honest, most of the concrete that you're going to be seeing delivering to sites these days will have GGBS in it, so ground granulated blast furnace slag. So it's a byproduct of the steel industry, which does have cementitious properties.
I love that. Cementitious.
Cementitious
as properties. In from the word cement.
Correct. Yeah. Right. So it has pozzolanic properties to it. The GGBS, as I said, is widespread in use in Ireland, but we were actually the first company to put GGBS into concrete, and that was as far back as 2001. So sustainability and kind of innovation is something that's not new to Kildare. We see ourselves at the forefront of it.
And you are the second biggest concrete maker in Ireland behind CRH, which, of course, is a global behemoth. And the biggest independent concrete.
That's correct, yeah. And still very much a family-run business, as I said, so it's a very proud business, yeah.
Well, best of luck with the trucks. Instead of rumbling through Dublin, they'll be cruising through the streets of Dublin as they build the houses and businesses of the future.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ken, for coming in.
Thanks so much,
Kendall Kearns, Group Head of Innovation at Kilsaren.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.